Welcome back to our coverage. Stage 7, Knockalla, the opening stage of the day, 12.9 kilometres. And Chris Meek was the fastest man up the mountain over Knockalla, while David Kelly, who was the leading Donegal driver at the start of the day, has lost around 40 seconds and has dropped out of the top 10. While in the modified category, as expected, Kevin Galler and the Darien was the fastest up the hill off Knockalla, but Rob Duggan has closed the gap on the leader in that category. The leader is, of course, Aaron McIntyre, to just 0.1 of a second. The story of Knockalla, 6 minutes, 42.8 for the Tour de Yaris of the rally leaders, Chris Meek and Liam Regan. They were fastest by almost 3 seconds from the chasing pack. They now have increased their advantage at the head of the field. It was 11.8 this morning. It's now 14.3. Callum Devine was the second quickest, the defending champion in the Skoda. 6 minutes, 45.3 for Callum Devine. Josh McAuley lost a bit more time to the two guys ahead of him. 6 minutes, 49.6 for Josh McAuley. In the overall standings, it means he's now 15.9 adrift off second place Callum Devine. Philip Allen and Josh Moffat are having a great old ding-dong for fourth place, both in Toyota Yaris's, of course. It means that there actually is three Yaris's in the top five. Allen done a 47.1, Moffat a 47.9. The difference there now between the two is 4.2 seconds, with Allen actually 16.4 behind third place McAuley. Eddie Doherty, 6 minutes 52.4, a further 11 seconds back now in the overall standings. Cahan McCourt, 6 minutes 52.6. So up Knockalla over that almost 13k, just 0.2 of a second separated those two, and they sit 2.4 seconds. That is the difference between Eddie Doherty in fourth and Cahan McCourt in and Cahan McCourt in seventh. There's been a change now to the leading Donegal driver. It's now Michael Boyle and Declan Boyle, the leading all Donegal crew in that Skoda. They are up to 8th position. 6 minutes 57.8 was the time for Boyle, and he trails McCourt by 16.7. The reason for the move, David Kelly and Shane Buckley in their Skoda were the leading, well, David was the leading Donegal man, and he lost about 40 seconds. He got a time in Knockalla, 7 minutes 35.5 there for David Kelly. Issues on Knockalla, but he did get a time. It's actually dropped down now to about 15th overall. Back inside the top 10, moving up to 9th, there's Murrayan Evans, 7.3 seconds adrift now of Boyle. He did tick, just looking at the times, round about, what did he do, a 56.2. Boyle on a 57.8. He gained about a second and a half on him. Kevin Eaves done a 58.8 to move into 10th. And Desi Henry, 6 minutes 57.5. I'll correct myself on that, because Desi Henry has actually now moved into 10th, and Kevin Eaves is in 11th position overall. Also today, in the modified section, Kevin Galler in the Darien, as expected, was the fastest, 7 minutes 1.5. Rob Duggan, who's a very, very fast Kerry man, 7 minutes 2.8 in the Escort for Rob Duggan. And then Aaron McIntyre, the leader in the modified section, 7 minutes 9.4 was the time in there for Aaron McIntyre. So if we go and take a quick look to see overall, unofficially, between the leader McIntyre, he of course is the defending two-wheel drive champion, and Robert Duggan, the difference is there's nothing in it. 0.1 of a second is the difference now between the top two competitors in that modified section. Kevin Galler, of course, just looking to pull back time today. He lost over 2 minutes yesterday due to mechanical issues. So the story now, what they're at, just to remind you, they are running about 35 minutes behind you to a hold up on Knockalla earlier on. They were expected here at the end of stage two, the Drumhalla stage, round about 20 to 11, so we expect them to come this way very soon. There is massive crowds out this morning as well, out to watch this latest edition of this wonderful race, the Donegal International Rally. But they'll be coming here shortly at the end of the second stage this morning. There is, of course, 8 stages today. They're going to do Knockalla and Drumhalla twice, and then in the afternoon they've got Trenta and Gartan to do twice as well. 103 kilometres to cover today. They've already completed the first 12.9 of those, and as they go to special stage 8 Drumhalla, the leader, Chris Meek, has increased his advantage as he took another few seconds out of the chasing pack. Meek leads the defending champion, Callum Devine, by 14.3 seconds. And we'll be back with another update real soon.